Seattle Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole has dismissed the claim that new policies are making officers more reluctant to use force when needed. But she did promise revisions to what she said are cumbersome paperwork requirements. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
The Seattle Police Department's new use of force policy has led to a lot of conflicting claims. A group of officers has filed a federal lawsuit claiming the policy makes them less safe, and a watch commander for the East Precinct told his sergeants in a recent email that some officers have become too reluctant to use necessary force. He said this hesitation poses a risk to officers and the public. Speaking to a public meeting on Capitol Hill Thursday, Chief O'Toole said she has not observed this.
I have not been told yet of a case where an officer has failed to use force in an instance where he or she should have, to protect himself or to protect a member of the community.
O'Toole noted that SPD is currently investigating 5 officer-involved shootings, another indication that officers are not holding back. The policy was created under a federal consent decree, and a court-appointed monitor will have to approve any changes to it. One problem O'Toole does have with the use of force policy is the extensive reporting requirements. She says changes are needed because officers and supervisors are having to spend too much time in the station filing paperwork.
It's taking them away from their patrol duties. So we've been working very effectively with the monitoring team and having very constructive discussions about how we can make this process more effective and efficient, but still accomplish the requirements of the consent decree.
O'Toole said July 1st marked the beginning of a review period for the consent decree. She said she'll seek changes to the reporting requirements triggered when officers use handcuffs or point their guns. She expects to hammer out those amendments in the coming weeks. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.